We are here, Bang and Bruce podcast episode. No idea. So this is one of our posts, two in a row podcast. We just got done recording for future reference, if you want to know. This was the episode right after
Samuel Adams Variety Pack.
Thank you so much. We do have some show beers
already.
Yeah, we do have some show beers that we are going to be drinking. Let's crack those open. Right, these are Twist Offs, right?
Yeah.
All right, Twist Offs. So you guys share a bottle.
One per side of table.
We're gonna have some chocolate porter by Hershey, in our unwashed glasses because we're fucking savages. We don't give a shit. And today's episode is going to be, we also have another show beer after we finish the porters. It's going to be a Fourscore Signal in the Distance. It's going to be a hazy dipa with some citra and all that fun stuff. So we'll get to that one in a little bit, but today's focus of the show is going to be Stickman Brews. So we have some topic wise, we have no idea. We're going to wing it. We're going to drunk wing it and go from there. Maybe it's holiday related stuff. Maybe it's just talking about beers and stuff we're into. Who knows? We don't know the topic. We're just gonna go from there. But the variety pack last episode we just recorded, very good. So go check out your variety packs. It's a great way to get your content. And let's get into it here. You gonna read the chocolate porter out? You got it ready to go?
Oh, we're gonna describe the chocolate porter.
Yeah, okay. If we're drinking it, we'll
it's
talk
fucking
about
chocolatey.
It.
It's Hershey's. It's Yingling.
Hershey's Chocolate Porter from Yingling Brewery of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, an American porter, 4.7% ABV, 10 IBUs. It's been checked in almost 76,000 times. Averages of 3.86. I have 149 friend check-ins, averages of 3.93. It's actually a pretty extensive write-up here. Yingling, America's oldest brewery, and Hershey, America's most iconic chocolate, are collaborating for the first time in their history to provide a once-in-a-lifetime creation for their loyal fans to enjoy. America loves beer, and America loves chocolate, so Yingling and Hershey joined forces to bring the best of both worlds to their fans with a limited edition, which is no longer true, Yingling Hershey's Chocolate Porter. This collaboration gives consumers the opportunity to savor and indulge in the unique beer from America's oldest brewery and America's most beloved chocolate brand. Yingling Hershey's Chocolate Porter is a fresh take on Yingling's 200-year-old dark brewed porter. Don't miss your chance to enjoy, for a limited time only, America's number one craft brewery, Yingling, come together with America's most iconic chocolate brand, Hershey's, for their first ever collaboration, Yingling's Hershey's Chocolate Porter. And the flavor profile is chocolate, smooth, sweet, light, and fullness.
I didn't realize they wrote a book, Bob. I apologize.
Hey, that helped you get the mail.
Yeah. Then package got here, and our dog fights everybody.
And they wrote a book, but they repeated themselves like 8 times in the book. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard us say Hershey Chocolate Porter. I don't know if you heard Hershey.
But that's again, as they haven't changed the writing since they started this. This originally was supposed to be a one and done deal.
It did really well,
and exactly, its popularity saved it. This is the third release now.
Yeah,
third. Yeah. So
I distinctly remember the first.
Billy has PTSD from Crowler Fills. So I think the biggest missed opportunity is I don't think Yingling expected how crazy this was going to be when it came out. Because obviously their first year was only on draft, and Billy, like I said, now has PTSD from all the crowlers he had to fill at the craft house. Yep. Tell us about it, Billy.
Oh,
they ran out of crowlers, right?
We ran out of crowlers. I think we crowlered like 30 some halves.
Holy shit.
So, and the reason, just to kind of dive into this a little more, the reason you had to crowler it, because you could only get this
only get it on tap at the time.
Canned, it wasn't bottled. It was the only, and the craft house was the one. Those crowler cans went everywhere.
Yep.
I remember my dad bought like 6 of them, and he took them to upstate New York. He took them because people wanted to try this beer, and it was only in Schuylkill County for a while. It was like, it was only in this area.
Like the whole first year, it was just in Schuylkill County, basically. Some random halves went like to down Hershey. Near Philly and and obviously Hershey, but it didn't get out of Pennsylvania aside from people mailing it to we had people mail it to Iowa.
Yeah.
I think to Colorado
overseas.
Yep.
But yeah, I will say this. I'm normally not a dark beer drinker. I like these. These are good. I can drink them all day long. It's one of the only times I can actually taste chocolate in the thing. I will say this, though. I believe the chocolate got stronger when they started bottling it and canning it. I don't know if they changed anything. I don't know what. But
I think it's because it's like you get probably a slight sediment of the chocolate in it. So when it's in there, you can like give it a little swirl.
Yeah.
And supposedly what happened is the reason they didn't bottle it the first year is because they tried and it would separate. So, I mean, the average beer drinker wouldn't think
to roll the can.
Yeah, to either roll would roll the bottle, but it being just off tap would mix it on its own, basically. But yeah, I'm fine with having one of these a year, and I blame it on filling thousands of cans.
Yeah. This is actually given to us. It was actually a Christmas birthday present from Kelly from the IWEP network. She's part of pretty much every show but this one for the most part. But she got me this six pack for my birthday, and I was like, yeah, this would be a good quick show beer we can have while we're trying the other ones. And we just cracked our first Stickman Brewing. This is Twerkalicious, a Belgian dubbed. If anyone has it up, you can go for it. I don't have it up.
Twerkalicious from Stickman Brews of Royersford, Pennsylvania. It's a Belgian double that comes in at 7.5% ABV. The IBUs aren't listed for this one. The write-up on this one's pretty short. It's been checked in 623 times, averages a 3.7. I don't know about you guys. I have zero friend check-ins on this.
Yeah, I have one, and they didn't score it.
It was me because I didn't realize I hit the check-in button.
You can review it.
What's that?
You can change it now.
No, I just didn't realize. I did already.
Oh.
I just didn't realize that I had
coffee and caramel aroma with a strong malt character and notes of plum, pear, and dried cherry. Flavor profile is malty, sweetness, dark, coffee, and light.
You just got to kill the vibrate on that. Just sound.
I didn't realize someone was texting me.
Now, listen, some of these reviews, I'm going to be completely honest, just from my end, we're already an episode in. Taste buds may be shot. I get the cherry. I get the dry cherry. To me, this is like maybe because the last one we just had, the Fezzy.
Old Fezzy.
It reminded me of like another like Mad Elf. This is kind of in the same thing with the cherry.
Well, I mean, the Mad Elf is a Belgian strong ale, and this is a Belgian double. So
it does. Yeah. So yeah. So maybe I'm not just as crazy as I thought it was. Cause I'm like, oh, this kind of tastes like the one we just had. But this is good.
This is super easily drinkable. I'm not getting the coffee. I'm getting like a strawberry taste.
I get the plum and the cherry.
Maybe it's that combination. Yeah. Like I'm getting like a strawberry taste on it. I like it.
I like it a lot too. I will tell you right now.
I might let that sit. I think that might be better when it warms up.
I'm not protecting the four on that one. I won't give my full score. If you want to check out our scores, head over to Untappd. We're all on there. You can search Anthony Black, our Bang and Beers podcast, Anthony, and then I tag everybody on all my posts for the shows. I actually just started a new thing this episode on Untappd where I take the photo that we took in the beginning of the episode, and then I write just in the description episode. But for this one, it's going to say episode TBA because we don't really know the episode name. My new thing on Untappd.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that one. I like it a lot. I think when it warms up, it'll actually be even better. Because I've been getting a new appreciation for Belgian styles because I used to not really like them.
Purchase location is this from Stickman?
Yeah, I got this at the Stickman Brewer in Royersford when Rish got her first half of her peanut tattoo.
There it is, Royersford. Cool. Yeah, she got one for the dog.
Yeah,
nice.
It's. She hasn't posted pictures of it yet because it's not finished, but he fucking nailed it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. I don't know what the topic wise, guys.
I'll jump into one. So in a few weeks, we may have our first Banging Beers beer.
Oh yeah.
So I finally bought, I decided recently that I'm going to start dabbling in brewing again, but I'm going to go on the 1 gallon pitch. 5 gallon, like anyone who's dabbled in home brewing, 5 gallons can be daunting and also defeating when you fuck it up because now you have 5 gallons of beer you got to dump out.
Is there a style you're going for?
So my first, I just kind of had an idea while we were doing this about doing a peppermint stout as my first beer because it's holiday time and I'm just going to throw a bunch of candy canes into the fucking water. Like I'm going to find a great stout recipe and I'm just going to throw a bunch of fucking candy canes and like a handful of like fucking dark chocolate nibs or something into it. But yeah, I ordered a new fermenter. I already have the other equipment and stuff for 1 gallon stuff. I had like jugs originally, and they're a pain in the ass because it's hard to like clean them and stuff. It's just not good.
I have a kit that someone gave me if you need parts out of it.
I think I'm good on everything, but I'll take a look at it.
Also, if you ever need candy or chocolate or peanut butter cups, or, I know someone who has a hookup to all that.
Hell yeah. So I decided I'm going to start dabbling in the 1 gallons because that's, you know, 2 4-packs.
Can we make a Reese's peanut butter cup stout?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude. Heidi. Next time you're at the store, big cups, get a bunch of them.
So, like I said, my idea is that I'm going to start doing 1 gallon batches because it's very easy to do in the kitchen, very little cleanup. And if you fuck it up, you don't have to pour 5 gallons of a shitty beer down the drain.
Yeah.
So, and.
Yeah, so when I was doing it, I was doing 2.5 at a shot.
Yeah. So like I figured doing 1 gallons, like I got a fermenter that can do up to 3 gallons. It's a conical one too. So like basically all your trub sits down to the bottom. So you don't have to worry. You just pull that off and you don't have to worry about the like secondary fermentation.
Is there, now I probably shouldn't ask this on air because it's probably like, but like if we were to like can it, like if we got like, I can't, like we took it and canned it, or but I'm not bottled it because it would probably take too much. But,
no, bottle is actually the preferred method for home brewing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or even if we bottled it, can we just give them away to people, or yeah, is there like rules against?
Yeah,
no,
just
give it away. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people do and give it away as gifts.
The same stuff applies. Like you have to give it to like people that are legally old enough to drink.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. So like, I'm not saying Andy's gonna kill people, but if he makes a beer that like someone gets sick off of, we can't as a podcast get like, hey, this is our first batch of the podcast beer.
It would just be Andy's beer.
Yeah.
All
right. So if it's great, it's Andy's podcast beer. If it's people die, it's Andy's beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, we'll go down on the ship with you.
Well, if we do a Reese's peanut butter porter every season and do cues to Christmas trees and use the pumpkins and use the Easter eggs.
It's a different
hershey. Yes. It's technically
one,
different.
This was made with the pumpkins.
With the pumpkins, and this was made with the Christmas trees. And this one was made with the eggs.
Yeah. I like it.
But yeah,
it's just always the exact same beer.
Where are you getting all these Hershey ingredients?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Show your mouth.
I bought them. But yeah, no. So like, I decided like 1 gallon is very good to like hone in your skills. And like I said, if you mess something up, you don't have to worry about dumping 5 gallons down a drain. Because that's the most defeating thing is when you make 5 gallons of a beer and then it's terrible.
Yeah.
Because my last full brew I did, it came out awful. People lied to me. They're like, it's good. I'm like, you don't need to lie to me. I'm like, I think it sucks. Like, why would you lie to me? I still have several bottles of it left. I wonder how it aged. Maybe I'll throw one in the fridge when I go home and see what it's like. And we'll bring it on here. And if we don't die, we'll be good.
Yeah. We'll be like, I'm blind.
But there's a chance that we may have a Bang & Beers beer coming soon.
I love it. Let's try it out.
And we get up. Well, you know what? We could do a fucking show on that.
Like
we'll set up my kitchen.
I like it.
And yeah, we'll just do it together. We can do some time lapse and shit.
Only if the dogs are allowed to be there.
Yeah,
I know you guys like to like hide the dogs when the company comes over.
No, we just put them in until like they get settled.
Now fuck that. Let them roll.
Oh,
let them do their let them live their lives.
Maybe that'll be an episode soon. We'll do from my kitchen. We'll brew beer.
I like it.
Because I have the stuff now.
It's like a cooking show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just sit in the corner and just drink because I'm gonna be no help. I'll sit in the corner and play with Penny. And you guys make beer.
You do commentary.
Oh yeah, I'll commentate. I'm like, they're putting shit in a bucket. Yo, the more I keep drinking this is really good. Like I let it sit for a little bit. I might have to go back and fix my score.
It's a very easy drinker. I get like strawberry though to me over the like cherry notes. Maybe I'm broken somehow.
I'm getting a lot more of the plum now.
You know, maybe it's that. Like, because I was going to say rhubarb.
Okay.
But no, it's fantastic.
I want to kind of let that sit. I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
why I kind of set off.
I'm going to get the next one ready. We don't have to jump right into it right away because we have time to kill here. But does anyone have like a thing they want to bring up, a topic or anything fun? We're all kind of off the rails here. I'm going to pass it to you first, Bob.
So I mean, listen, I'm going to bring it up because we just talked about it. So there's this band called Eskimo Callboy. They are from Germany. And
is it heavy?
Yes, but so they have some of the funniest fucking videos I have seen in a very long time. Like, they don't take themselves seriously, and I think that's why,
like, Steel Panther,
them kind of. So they're like heavy metalcore, but like with the zero dance pop choruses. So they have a video called We Got the Moves, and it's like all them with this weird, like, it's, you got to see the videos. They're fucking hilarious.
Eskimo what?
Eskimo Callboy.
See, this is good when we talk about stuff like this, because then Kelly clips it.
Yeah.
And then we tag the people.
So Eskimo, and they're blowing up right now. So they just put a new move called We Got the Moves out, and it's like the video is an 80s workout video.
Oh, this sounds awesome.
It's an 80s workout video.
As a Steel Panther fan, would I like them? They're not like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
No, they're not like that.
But they're sticky.
They're really sticky.
I love it.
And like, their shit is fucking hilarious. And like, I don't know if I would dig them without the videos. Like, I probably would not think that much. But like, it's good metalcore. And then like the Euro dance, I think they're trying to get on Eurovision actually. So like, if anyone like the Eurovision, like the like that pop like contest they do in Europe. That Will Ferrell did the movie about it a few years ago. Yeah. Like the Song of Ice and Fire or whatever it was called. But where they're trying to get on Eurovision, but they're from Germany. I think they're trying to get on to Eurovision right now with like their shit. And it's fucking great. Like, I've been losing it over these videos. They're so fucking funny.
So we just poured Daisy Point Farm Pilsner. It's a 5.7 ABV from Stickman Brewing Company. Fun fact, did not know they were from Pennsylvania. I thought Stickman was out of our area.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Royersford.
249 check. What's your cutoff, Bob? 250 that you save
100 or
less. 100 and less. Okay, I thought it was 250 for some reason.
We have only one in the bang today. That was that first one from Pilger.
Yeah, 249 check-ins. Five friends have checked it in. My five friends gave it a 3. Everyone else gave it a 3.54.
I think this is right up your alley, Tony.
I love me some pillsies. I'm trying to look through here. Some people I know had it. Dave, cousin Dave. He had it at Cousin Dave's. Sean Cantwell gave it a 3.5. Alex Sanders gave it a 3.75. Budwatch Superb gave it a 3.75. A lot of 3.75s here, except Dan Sisak gave it. He literally called it liquid skunk and gave it a 0.25.
He had a bad beer then, because he's out of his goddamn mind, whoever that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he got out of that. Mine's not. I wouldn't say liquid skunk at all. And then Colin Budwash gave it 3.75. Yeah, I thought I'd not check it in. I just went through all that and not checked it in. That's awesome.
This is a super nice, clean Pilsner.
No write up here, so we can't really say anything about it. But
it's a Pilsner.
It's a Pilsner. It's a Daisy Point Farm Pilsner. You know what it might be? Did they go with farm? Did they do like a farmhouse style? Like maybe a little like a.
It's a Stickman just drinking, one of the cows is saying. I don't know.
Is that what it says?
Well, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they started by open top fermenting all their stuff, I think, in the beginning. And then they gravitated towards like the normal style. So maybe it's like a throwback.
I don't get any funk out of this at all. Like,
No.
It's just a nice, crisp Pilsner.
I'm just trying to see where he might have gone.
I will say, though, that the smell of it, though, kind of smells like gunpowder.
Well, you know, if you look, the skunky is listed in the flavor profile.
Is it? Like, I don't get skunky at all. Like,
but this... I could see the association between skunky and gunpowder.
Yeah, because whatever's in
like the fermentation.
Well, like,
are the sulfurish?
Like, it smells kind of like a spent casing.
I think it's good.
Like, if you ever went target shooting or you shot a gun, like that. That after of what it smells like kind of smells like.
You know what we can do now with this new fucking camera? Check this out, boys. So this camera is auto. There's no autofocus. So whatever's in its shot is always in focus, no matter where you put it. So look at this shit. Watch this. Boom. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
Look at that.
Very nice.
That we can show cans off now.
Fuck yeah.
We didn't do that last episode. Sorry. But yeah, that's a thing.
Well, I mean... To be fair, last episode the cans all looked the same. They were just like
different colors, yeah.
Like that gold is true. Or by gold or silver or maroon.
The new camera. Let us know what you think of the new camera. If you like it, if you think we have to adjust stuff on it, let us know. Tell us what you think. I'm very, very happy with it. It's the brand new Elgato face cam. It's a little pricey. It's a $200 camera. We've been saving up our Patreon and our merchandise money. So when you guys do buy merchandise and subscribe to Patreon, you do help us when it comes to buying.
Yeah, we don't use that to throw a big kegger.
And the thing is the Patreon and the merchandise are all under the network brand because I own all the 5 shows. But it goes to helping all the shows. So when you do buy merchandise and stuff like that, it does go to this. And most of the time, too, just to be completely upfront, our merch and our Patreon isn't that crazy. So normally when our Patreon and our merch money hits like 60-70 bucks, I buy a set of stickers and then I just give them all away. So that's essentially what most of our merch and Patreon does.
Yeah, our shit goes to marketing. There you go.
It really does. Yeah.
And like, then we're not making money off of it. Like, we use it to promote whatever we got.
Yeah. And then like, and if there's some side stuff left over, if I have extra money in my bank account, I buy new equipment to make the show look and sound better. So like I said, we have a lot of fun stuff planned. I think the multicam setup will be really fun. We could do multicam setup when we're out on location. But like, once I get behind the curtain, if a camera was facing right here, facing at Bob, you would see that we're no longer in a studio. So we got to hide that with another curtain and then we can do multi-camera angles and stuff. But we have a lot of stuff planned for 2022. I think it's gonna be a really fun year in general. Kelly has been killing it, making clips, and everyone on the show has been making clips. And now that we have like little, I don't know, have you seen any of them? I know you're not a big social media person.
Well, actually I've tried and I'm not sure I'm looking in the right place.
Yeah.
I freely admit my social media lack of education.
Where you lack on social media, you're our on presence person. Like, you go to every place,
you know the most about beer.
And you're handing out stickers. You're telling breweries about what we're doing. You're buying merchandise from the brewery. So when we take your picture and tag them, like, you may not have a presence online, but you're more of a boots on the ground type of guy, and you do a great job. Yeah. It's really cool to get a picture of like, hey, our sticker's in this brewery and we post it. Like, that's awesome. Like, that helps. So, and I do have a new idea for the stickers too that we're going to work on. I just got to get, like, right now I'm in a process of uploading. So YouTube is done. All of our stuff's on YouTube. So now we have our own channel. If you go through the videos, they're going to be out of order, because like, if I uploaded like 30 at a time and one uploaded before the other, it puts them all out of order, which pisses me off. But if you go to the seasons and click on season one, they're all in order. Season two, all in order. And then I put our interviews in a separate folder. And then what we do then is I'm doing on Facebook. So every day on Facebook at, I forget what time Bang and Beers is. I think it's 6 o'clock. We're uploading one of our old episodes, one every single day from now until we're caught up. I fucked up on interviews already, people, and dumped like 40 episodes by accident. Just like 40 episodes are up. I'm like, whoops. Well, that's going to take a month of content off. But yeah, so we're slowly rolling out all of our video content on Facebook for people to enjoy as well. When we are live, it does go on Twitter and Twitch. If you want to check out back content that's not on those channels, you have to go to YouTube or our Facebook. YouTube subscribes help us out. We're trying to get that built up. But the next step I want to do is, I want to get our sticker, but then it's going to have like an attachment to the end of it. So the sticker's going to more look like a square, but still stay die cut. So it's not like blocky, but I want to have our sticker and then a QR code. So when you scan the QR code, it'll take you to our link tree, and then it'll take you to our Facebook, our YouTube, everything. So it's kind of like our sticker and a QR code. So when you see it, you're like, oh, what's that? And you scan it with your phone, and then people can go and check out our stuff. Yeah, so it's not just like, what's banging beers.
I thought you were going to say, we'll all get our own of our own faces and like a thumbs up and say,
yeah, hey dude. Yeah, well, there may be a logo coming.
Yeah, hey Bob was here.
Yeah. That'd be funny. There is a logo that I want to do. Our artist can do it, but once again, she costs money per logo, so I'd have to do for 4 people,
yep,
that price each one. But I want to do a logo spoof of a beer label where you're wearing a fancy white wig, but instead of the logo of the face, it'll be you or us as the fuck it. It's a Lord Chesterfield spoof. So instead of saying Lord Chesterfield Ale, it will say Bang & Beers Podcast. It'll look like a spoof of the Chesterfield logo. And instead of it being the Lord, it would be a different variant of one of us.
The Lords of Frackville.
Yeah. It would be the Lords of the Bang & Beers Podcast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So instead it'll be Bang & Beers Podcast, established 2018 or 2019. And then it'll be like us in the Lord's outfit, but our faces. I think it'd be fucking hilarious, but just got to get the money for it.
Yep. And so then each of us have our own t-shirt, and you can order like either a
you can order a Bill, a Bob, an Andrew, or a Tony. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be like Lord Bill, Lord Bob, Lord Andrew, Lord Andy, Lord Tony. It'll be funny, but once again, cost money. And so support, buy merchandise, subscribe to our Patreon. The Patreon's the big thing. If we can get. If 1,000 people or 100 people all do $1 a month, that adds up. I mean, like $100 a month for the podcast to kind of have free thing to go get a set of stickers made, or take the $100 and pay an artist to get a cool logo done. Like, because it all comes out of my pocket at this point right now. So it'd be cool to be like, and I love supporting local business. So whether we're buying, like, and you buy gift cards, like we wanted to do gift cards and do all these giveaways, but it's hard to find people to give them away to because we don't have the interaction. But, it would be really, really cool to like, we get the bunny and then we pay a local artist and they give us a cool logo. I was talking about the Lord Chesterfield Ale logo.
Oh, yeah.
To do. Yeah.
They're pretty sweet.
So, yeah, it all comes down to support. And if you guys buy our stuff or support us that way, it does go to that, which is really, really exciting. Yeah, now that you're back, any other topics we want to talk about? You said you're talking a little bit about music or?
Yeah.
I have one, maybe.
What's up?
So, who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh, I got a few. I think my first like celebrity crush, I looked at this woman, I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. There was two. It was the singer Maya. My love is like, Maya was my shit. And have you ever seen the movie Love and Basketball? Yeah. I got to look up the actress's name. I was in love with that chick. The movie Love and Basketball is a chick flick, but the girl in that movie is just gorgeous and beautiful. But like, I don't know. That was my two celebrity crushes. And I think in today's time, celebrity crush. Ooh, is this tough? Heidi, who would you think like today's right now? Like today's. Sophia Vergara. No, I mean, she's gorgeous.
She's probably not number one, actually.
Really? Sophia Vergara's hot. But, I think right now, if I had like a celebrity crush female, it might be like Ember Moon, like the wrestler, Ember Moon.
I like Ember Moon.
And when I say this is not a knock to any women, but like I think a lot of people see like, oh, a Kardashian, or they see like these supermodels, and like that's my crush. To me, obviously attraction is key, but like if you're into what I'm into, or you're like you're in like your personality, or you're funny, or you have a doing research of people like or stuff like that, like, oh, you're actually a cool person. That's why like I really like Ember Moon. I just think she's dope as a person. But I think that I don't know. I'd have to maybe wind back around. But who's yours?
Mine. I'm gonna honestly Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams?
Yep.
So the actress's name I was thinking of is Shauna Lathan. She was in Love and Basketball. That was like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I know her from something. Yep. Was she in Alien vs. Predator?
I think so. She might have been.
She was. In the really shitty season of Nip Tuck.
She was in... Alien vs. Predator. She was in Blade.
She's in Nip Tuck 2 season 4 when it really turned to shit.
There's a small part of me that wants to... rewatch that show and just get.
She played Catwoman in the Harley Quinn
angry all
animated
all
series.
Over again.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She was also in a movie I really like called Oh Now You See Me Too. She was in, and she was also in what was it? Brown Sugar, which was a cool movie about like hip hop music. It was really, really. She was actually in both. She was in two Alien vs. Predators. She's just fucking Alien vs. Predator up. She's killing the game
now.
The Wood. She was in The Wood. Wood's a good movie.
Now, for Now You See Me Too, why didn't they call that Now You Don't?
Very true. I don't see Nip Tuck, though.
Maybe it's this different person that looks very similar.
Yeah, that was like my first celebrity crush. I've seen her in like all the movies, like Who Baby. That's I like her.
And then
obviously my beautiful wife.
They don't count on celebrity crushes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck you, Heidi. She's in the other room.
God, we go back in time though. Shit.
I mean, back in time, my first celebrity crush was Kelly Bundy.
Kelly Bundy. Yeah. Oh, I mean, who wasn't?
Kelly Bundy.
Fucking Peg's hot too.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly Bundy and Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, Kelly Kapowski. Whew. Oh yeah. The Pink Ranger.
Yeah. The Pink Ranger. Yeah.
All Kellys.
Yeah, they're all Kellys, aren't they? Yeah. Kelly Joe Johnson, I guess.
Yep.
Amy Joe.
Oh, yeah, Amy, yeah, Joe, Amy Johnson, Joe, that's Johnson. Right. But Kelly's the Power Ranger, yes. Because what? Kelly Kapowski, what the hell's her real name?
It's Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, that's it.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it for me. Well, Bob, celebrity. Okay,
I got to go old school line.
There we go.
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Oh, dude.
Good pick.
Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. Holy shit.
She's still
attractive. Yeah, she's still really good looking.
Dude, you know who, as an older woman, fucking insanely still incredibly hot, fucking Elvira.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cassandra Peterson? Hell yeah. She still looks really good.
As always, a big Raquel Welch fan.
She doesn't move her arms when she dances.
What was her name? Raquel?
Raquel Welch.
I need you to fire Raquel Welch, Billy.
Oh, wow. She was really pretty. Yeah. She looks like the fembot from Austin Powers. Like they modeled the fembot off her.
They may have.
That's possible, yeah. I had the old Farrah Fawcett poster.
The old school one?
Oh, who was the model for like a long time, forever, and she did all like the beer posters and stuff like that?
Oh god, like in the early 2000s,
like the 90s and stuff.
What the hell's her name? Fuck, Brandy. Ah, shit, I can't remember because when I worked at Brewer's Outlet, she was on like every single poster.
I think she was also Victoria's Secret forever. I'm thinking Cindy Crawford.
No,
I'm thinking Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford was the one I've ever seen on.
Yeah, she everything. Wasn't the beer one though. I can't remember her name, but fuck.
I always had a thing too for Steven Tyler's daughter,
Liv Tyler, fucking Arwen,
and then also,
I can Armageddon with the car when he's driving.
Well, no, the first time a teenage boy or young boy seen Crying by Aerosmith, and Alicia Silverstone.
Let's all agree that was real fucking weird. Like, you're like, I'm the dad, and it's my band, and my daughter is working as a stripper in my music video.
I also
he is a pretty strange dude.
I grew up watching WWE where they subject everybody, so.
All right, so we'll get back to that topic, but this is currently
we'll get back to our weirdness.
Yeah. Hoagie the Dog Double Dry Hopped Sour India Pale Ale.
Dude, I think I'm falling out of love with sours.
I've been kind of over sours for a while.
I think we just got hit so hard with them that I was like, I just like my traditional Pilsner's lagers and call it a
day. So this is a sour IPA, and this one's all right. Like, so, for sour IPAs.
Yeah, I've had this one before. A while back, they had this at the Tap Depot.
You remember what you gave it?
Yeah. A 3.8.
Nope, 5.
Did I?
I'm looking right at it, yeah. So it's a double dry hop sour IPA. Big citrus hop character due to the Pacific Northwest hops. Full body.
3.5.
Yeah. Full bodied, clean, no bitterness, hazy with refreshing tart finish. Notes of grapefruit, mangoes, and oranges. 6.8 ABVs. Oh, yeah. Contains lactose for you weak stomached babies.
I can't drink a beer without lactose. I'll poop. I just shit my pants.
Yeah, just fucking poop like a man and call it a day. You know what I mean? Drink the beer, take a little poop, and call it a day. I hate when people just completely tear down a brewery because they use lactose in the beer. It's like, they're the worst brewery. They have lactose. Oh, my God. I'm going to like, shut up.
My only gripe with lactose is sometimes it makes a lot of beers taste the same.
That can be true.
That's what I don't like about lactose.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your 500 pounds and you probably have a stomach problem. You're going to blame the lactose on the beer. Stop it. Knock it off.
But this isn't bad for like most. I don't usually like sour IPAs, but it's got enough tart on the back end, but I can still kind of tell it's an IPA.
So it's not like you're eating a Sour Patch Kid and it's hitting the back of your neck here. it's the tartness, but it's also with the grapefruit taste.
Yeah, a lot of grapefruit.
It just tastes like the grapefruit tart, like when you're eating a grapefruit. It's really tasty.
Yeah, a lot of grapefruit.
I can get a little bit of orange and mango in there, too.
Yeah, as well.
Very citrusy. And
but I'm just saying the tartness tastes like if you're drinking grapefruit juice.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's a celebrity crush.
That's really good.
Fuck. I was on Alexa Bliss kick for a long time.
Oh, that's Andy's. That's Andy's girl.
Yeah.
Some girl came in at a wrestling show last night with like one of those chalk line jackets with Alexa Bliss. And Heather was like, I like your jacket. I called Heather like, yo, look at her shit. He's like, oh, that's really nice. But yeah, Alexa Bliss is up there. Bowling for Soup made a song about her.
Yeah, I know. Still back as Bowling for Soup. Shit. I feel like I'm like old. Like I said, for Sylvia Vergara is probably really, she's really up there.
It's insane how you watch Modern Family and they'll show her on camera and cut away and then cut back. And you're like, how did you get hotter? It's the same
like,
scene.
And just like, and just her voice. Yeah. Oh my God. But going back in the day though, like growing up hotness, remember Christy Swanson, the first Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. Oh yeah. That was a good one.
So here, all right. I want to ask a question, but I don't want it to come across wrong. Listen, four white guys are on tail. We got to be careful. I always, at a young age, I remember, and this is actually, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to pose it because I think a lot of times growing up, most of the people we've seen in pop culture and television and TV are all white. So, like,
my number one I mentioned wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm saying, when was the first time you've seen, like someone who wasn't like on TV that wasn't white and you're like, they're gorgeous. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to put race into it, but when you're watching TV in the 80s and the 60s and like for a very long time in life, there was really not much representation of people of color on TV that were considered sex symbols. So like when I like, so I think that's kind of important. Like, I'm not trying to make like, who's your first black crush? But no, like, when what's her name on Star Trek, when she had the first interracial kiss or Uhura, yeah. Like people were like, oh my God, like, that's when people, other people Earth outside,
yeah,
exactly.
Shit,
when people outside of that,
they actually in the original Batman series, when that was more like the comedy, they actually like toned the relationship down, when they made Eartha Kitt,
Well, dude, freaking Pam Grier in the 70s, holy shit, dude, even now, Pam Grier's still attractive.
I think that's a kind of important thing to bring up, too, because like when people think celebrity, a lot of people think of like the white movie star because of your childhood, that's all that was really on TV. You know what I mean? That was the representation of what you watched. So
I don't know. When I was little, we moved away and moved back up here, and while the TV might have stayed the same, living in Miami like that, that was a constant, you know, different Central or Latin American countries, black girls, it was something you were just exposed to every day
because you were more of a melting pot of culture. We're up here, it was just like, my friend's Irish and I'm not.
Yeah.
but
put it into perspective, and when we moved back up here, the last year I went to school down there, there was just over 7,000 students in my high school, which was like one of 150 public high schools in Miami, and that was only three grades. Most of the high schools up here are four. The town I moved to had 6,900 people.
Yeah,
you know,
and I graduated with like 40 kids.
Yeah,
I had 300.
Yeah,
so that's my graduating class here was, I think it was 212.
Well, it's funny because Rich would joke like that. It's funny because I married her who's white, but like my favorites were like Sofia Vergara, Ava Mendez, and like Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
like they were like some of my top like celebrity crushes.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, like I said, like I know people like get really like, oh, you're going to bring it into it, but it's something you have to think about. Like you're conditioned to kind of be steered into a direction.
Or fucking like Cece from fucking New Girl. Holy shit. Yep.
All right, yeah. You want to talk about two girls, especially one who like she was around my age and we kind of grew up together on TV, but Beverly from fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the older sister.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking for dude.
Hillary.
To this day, I see a girl with that like curly, like really natural curl, long hair. Fucking forget about it. I'm fucking weak in the knees because of her on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then the younger sister, like we kind of grew up like we were like
the same age
growing up. And I was like, she's fucking beautiful. Like Yeah, they were for me, that was a big thing too. Yeah, growing up. But fucking yeah. Well, Hillary. Yep. Hillary's really high on my Hillary list Banks, now. I'm thinking man. About it. Hillary Banks was
yeah. gorgeous. She's a major pain.
Yeah. yeah. it's a fucking good movie, too.
Oh, you watched the reunion on HBO Max?
Yep. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I bought.
Yeah, I watched it.
I cried.
Yep.
I got a little emotional.
Dude, it is so crazy how much Damon Wayans' son, like coach from New Girl, looks like him.
Oh, did it,
wait, that's his kid?
Yeah, that's his son.
Yeah, that's his son.
I did not know that.
Yeah, do you watch the live in front of a studio audience where they did the Facts of Life and this Different Strokes?
No.
Oh my God. So Different Strokes. So the guy that played Willis was Damon Wayans. The guy that played the dad was John Lithgow. And the guy that played Gary Coleman was Kevin Hart.
Because he's the same size.
Yes. it was great. And then Facts of Life, Joe was Catherine Hahn. Was Joe.
That's amazing.
Blair was... Blair was Jennifer Aniston. And then I always forget her name. Was she's on Yellow Jackets now on Showtime.
Christina Ricci?
No.
Well, Christina Ricci's really another one. Yeah. Wow.
But
who's Wild Things? Nev Campbell and who?
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
Yeah, that was a 8th grade awakening.
Yeah, you're like, can I look on the internet for more like this? Where two girls kiss each other?
Yeah. It's like
it opened up internet browsers all over the world. I think I'm into this.
Yeah, it's like, all right, two girls, and then do not look up the word cup.
Yeah. it's funny we talk about like sexuality and hot girls. When Rhea Ripley first broke onto the scene, I remember just going on like wrestling TikTok, and it was like Rhea Ripley coming out with the dark lipstick and the dark eyes and just like sexy as hell. And then like it would cut to like a girl, and she's like, I think I'm into girls now. Like everyone's like, they look at Rhea Ripley, they're like, yeah, that, yeah. Like girls are just like, I think something just been awakened inside of my soul. yeah, it's funny. Yeah, that's another thing too. Grown up a wrestling fan, like talk about beautiful people in wrestling.
Miss Jacqueline.
Yeah, I mean Miss Elizabeth's the first girl for me, and then Sunny, and then Marlena for me. We're big.
Marlena. Although I don't like the big fake tits now. But
listen,
but back then it
just
worked.
The fact that they were there.
Yeah.
And then she's sitting there smoking a cigar and drinking whiskey.
Yeah, no, like, Marlena was one of my favorites back in the day too.
Yeah. She's on my bucket list of people. Like if I meet, I'd be like, sup. I'm actually gonna meet someone who I had a little crush on at one point in time, Maria Kanellis.
Oh, okay.
She's gonna be at the next PPW show.
Nice.
So if they partner me with her. We made a bit on wrestling because they did a whole skit when she was pregnant and they were like kind of like shitting on her husband and her like in the company because they were assholes. And they did a whole bit where like he wasn't the father and she was like going through the whole lot roster of who the dad can be. So we did a whole bit on the podcast that Brian was Maria Kanellis' baby's dad. And now we're going to meet her. It's like, oh, boy. But no, we were big fans of them. It was more or less we were shitting on the storyline and not so much them as people. You know what I mean? But. Anyone else, Bob? You're a different generation than us, so you're kind of like we agree with you on Lyndon Carter and all that stuff. We're with you.
Jane Seymour, but the actress, not the
Live and Let Die.
Yes.
Holy shit!
Is it James Bond?
Yeah, dude. She was in the first Roger Moore Bond movie, and holy shit, what? Not Domino. What the fuck's her name? She did the tarot card shit. I agree. Can't think of her name though.
I thought at some point you were going to say a Bond girl and he was going to pop. And
no, like all the Bond girls are amazing. Dude, that 60s aesthetic, I wish that would come back.
Yeah. Now we're just guys drinking, talking about hot women now.
You know, and someone else I was always fond of that wasn't, was an athlete more than an actress was in, and people always gave me the word one was I was always into Chris Everett, the tennis player.
Okay. Remember, so for us, our generation, Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah, dude. Anna Kournikova.
How many times did you watch Enrique Iglesias' videos? I can be, I hate this song, but I'm going to listen to it. Yeah. I can be your hero, baby. All right, well, let's do the other side of the spectrum. Who's your man crush? We got to be fair here. I got two.
It's funny because Joe Manganiello.
Really?
Fucking Sofia Vergara's husband. That dude's fucking hilarious.
He's a good looking dude.
Jason Momoa is definitely up there.
Oh, if Momoa is not your pick, I think you're weird.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
like pick your man crush and just exclude Jason Momoa because he's everybody.
Yeah, right?
Like if you could ask any guy, like, what do you want to look like? You just be like, him. Can I be him? He's like dark complexion. He has long hair. He has great muscles. He has a great beard.
Man.
He just looks like he could fucking kill anything with his bare hands.
He just seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. And he drinks beers and throws axes. Like he's just fucking awesome. He's what everyone wants to be. Him and Ryan Reynolds, if you could
see. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Smash them both together. That was another thing. It's on the internet. Like, it's like, people I would cheat on my girlfriend with, and they're like, and it says no one. And then it says all pictures of Ryan Reynolds. Who's your man crush, Bill?
Man crush.
Yeah, man crushes.
I don't know.
If we're all comfortable with our sexuality here, but if you were to switch teams for a night, who would your man crush be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's not like...
We all said Jason Momoa and Ryan Reynolds are excluded because that's everybody's.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say Charlie Day.
Charlie Day?
All yes.
Right. He'd make you laugh. You're more about the personality. Yeah. You want the laugh. You know who else would be, I say, is excluded from everybody because he's everyone's? Fucking Idris Elba. That's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
That's a good looking dude.
My list.
Though. Really?
I really like him, but...
He looks like someone that would scare me. Like, just because he always is intimidating in every movie he's in. He's just very like, why the fuck are you doing that? You're like, I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Billy, who would you rather bone? Jack Nicholson or Meg Ryan?
I mean,
Jack Nicholson now or 1974?
I want to bang anger management.
Meg Ryan.
I want to bang anger management Jack Nicholson. I want his crazy hair. Like,
I was fucking Norm MacDonald and Billy Madison when he asked, hey, Billy.
Who's your man crush, Bob? Can't wrap your head around it.
Well, I
it's all right. We got carpet.
He gets the smallest blast. You can use your big one.
That worked in my brain.
He tried to put the can over.
Well,
I
thought it would just filter down, but that
didn't. All right, go ahead, Bob. You have to come back to you.
Yeah.
We'll give you all right. Yeah. So another one for me.
I guess I got to pick one because I picked Jason Momoa.
Mark Wahlberg is up there for me. Mark Wahlberg is a man crush, and because pro wrestling. I don't know. Adam Cole's a good looking dude. I mean, Adam Cole. I can't say Shawn Michaels because she'll yell at me because he did not age well.
No.
He looks like he's Robin Home Alone now.
Fuck, I got to think now. I'm all out of Jason Momoa.
I mean, you're going
to. Joe Manganiello is good.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I don't know him
That's a great pick.
But he is fucking funny.
He's a huge like nerd too.
Yeah. Shit. That's a hard one.
So,
John Michael Krasinski. C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall.
Dexter.
There you go.
Dexter still looks good 10 years later.
John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah. Jim from The Office is a good looking guy. Yeah. Heidi, are we missing anybody? No. Trying to play fair here. You come up with anybody?
Not really.
If anything pops in your head throughout the episode, just throw it in randomly.
Just randomly yell a man's name.
Scream a man's name out, Bob. We'll know what you're talking about. You'd be like, Pierce Brosnan.
Dude, the Seinfeld was just on where
Roger Moore.
Kramer asked George, he's like, I'm good looking, right? And he's
yes.
like,
yeah.
Yes, you're an attractive man.
He's like, yeah, sure.
Have you ever had that conversation with another man friend where you're just like, why doesn't she like me? I'm good looking, right? You're just like, no, you're not. You need to get a personality. You're going to need all the help you can get.
I've
The thing is, my biggest problem with Seinfeld is like some of the girls that George pulls.
Yeah.
He's such a piece of shit. And he's not attractive.
I was watching the one before, and it was when he was a hand model.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
I'm also someone who at one point in time told people told me that how did I pull my wife because I'm not attractive. I was like, oh, thanks a lot, man. I'm funny. That's what it is. I actually had a quote. Someone said, Tony must have a big dick because he definitely he definitely didn't get Heidi with his looks. And I went, I wasn't always fat, man. Like, Jesus, I got fat after I locked her down. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. All right. So this last one from Stickman is a New Zealand hopped Pilsner.
I met a man from New Zealand last night. It's called the 10.
I think this is one of their scratch series.
Yeah.
I think this is one of their scratch series. So
should say the name on it somewhere.
It did explode when we opened it. So combination might be a little weird.
1 pint of experimental New Zealand Pilsner.
I'm just gonna type in Stickman and write 10, see what happens.
Yeah, because I forget what they named their scratch series.
Experimental 10. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a Pilsner, 70 check-ins, 3.67, zero write-up about it. If we don't have a write-up for this last one, at least explain. You both of you have been there. Explain the Stickman experience when you go to the brewery.
It's a warehouse.
Really? Yeah. Is it like Funk, where Funk is just like, it looks like it's just a warehouse?
Kind of. So
like,
go ahead, Bob.
So when I went there the first time, I went to a bottle shop first, Parktown Beverage. And it's like literally next door to it. And you can't tell when you're there because Stickman Brews is on the backside of the adjoining building.
It is. It's in the back. Like you don't even realize it's there.
Yeah. That's actually like when we drove around to the back, we actually drove by it the first time.
It looks like a loading dock.
Yes. It does. But they're big about that. They make crazy pizzas. There's probably room for 200 people in there.
Yeah, it's big. They have tables and they have a lot of board games and stuff that you can take to your table.
But I like that.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity and a bunch of board games and stuff you can take to your table to play. The first time I was actually there, they actually didn't have food yet. Like they had, a barbecue truck was servicing it that day.
Yeah, real quick, just to kind of add on, I love when you go to places and they have that, like little board games and stuff. Heidi doesn't drink, and we were at Black Rock the one day, and I was like, I want a beer or two. So we went to Black Rock, and we literally went outside, and we're like adults, and we're playing the giant tic-tac-toe board, the Connect Four games. I like that. It's small, but like they're fun. Like,
yeah, that's what I love about Notch 8 when we're like, where they're like, have games there. Yeah, they have all games upstairs.
There was a weird situation going on with the people across from us.
Yeah.
I was like watching them. Mm-hmm. The girl was just like blackout drunk, and she's just like, "Hey," I was like, "All right, this is awkward over here."
But when it's not like that, there's games and shit you can play up there.
I bought the Trippa.
Yeah,
by accident. I just seen
New Trail.
I couldn't see the board. It was a glare on it. And I was like looking through. I was like, I don't know what I want there. And I was like, I just seen New Trail. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a hazy IPA. I'll be fine with that.
At the Notch 8 or?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it came. And he's like, what'd you get? I go, the New Trail. He goes, you got a triple. And I went, fuck me. But like, it was funny because you got a hazy IPA. And so did Kyle.
We got the same one, I think.
Yeah. You and Kyle got the same beer.
Bucks County Brewing.
And then I got the triple IPA. And mine tasted less ABV than theirs. It was really smooth.
It was dangerous.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that real quick. So like the Krampus Fest, it was the first inaugural Krampus Fest in Jim Thorpe at. So my entire time of going to Jim Thorpe over the past like 30 years that.
No, I couldn't go.
Next time we'll get
next
you.
Time, Bob. But I had no idea that there was a park across the street from the Harry Packer and Asa Packer mansion.
Like a little tiny park.
Yeah. It's a little park built into the mountainside. I had no idea that was there. So that's where it was. My biggest gripe, and I hope they expand upon this next year, because obviously it was the first inaugural. It was the inaugural one. So like, you know, working out the kinks, seeing who's going to be there. They had an amazing turnout. There's a lot of awesome Krampus dress up. I really want to dress up next year.
I might want to buy a Krampus costume.
I think I got to do something for next year.
But I think I might need a Krampus costume in my arsenal.
So I think that they will expand on it next year because there are a lot of really cool vendors. There's some good food. My gripe was the beer garden. So I go up to the table and they have Holiday Light and Krampus Lager. And I'm like, oh, what brewery makes Krampus Lager? And I'm like, is there bits of real Krampus in it? And she's like, it's just Yingling. I'm like, what?
It was Yingling Lager. Like, they called it Krampus Lager.
I'm like, really? All right, fine, whatever. But so hopefully that's my only critique of the thing. I thought it was really cool. Like I said, they had it.
If you're a local brewery, contact them, yeah, get involved, yeah, next year and make a fucking special batch. Well, you know,
we make a Krampus Lager for next year.
But by the time they have next year's, there should be a brewery in Jim Thorpe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's talks about it for somebody. I can't remember what it's called.
On the east side there. I can't remember.
In his historic side.
On the other side.
Across the bridge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they
were talking about opening up around Thanksgiving, and that didn't happen. So,
well,
on the other side of the bridge, does it still close at like 2 o'clock? The historic side shuts down really early. Yeah,
they shut it at like 5 or 6.
It's crazy.
But the guys that were at Brewfest that were from Lehigh, and I mean, that's not far from.
That's true.
Yeah. Like that's right there. So if they open up a place or they want to do,
my goal for 2022 is I want to get a group of us, and like, even if we don't go to record, just like go to different places and,
yeah, man,
experience. That's it. When we go, we'll let you know, man, because we're mobile.
I haven't yet to hear Revere or the other. I have not.
Yeah, I still have. Every time I've gone by Revere, I guess it was on days that are not open, because I still have my half off my flight coupon from the Brewfest.
Yeah, Revere and Stoker's.
Stoker's is really good.
They both are still working on reduced hours with the COVID. And they're, for the most part, they're basically one man operations.
Sorry, guys.
You know, they're both pretty much Friday and Saturday. Sometimes if there's something going on in town, Stokers will open up the extra day, but hopefully things will get back to normal again and they'll go back to a reschedule. Yeah,
that's what I really Stokers too, like they had their backyard, basically they had a bunch of yard games like Jenga and the Connect Four and cornhole and stuff. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, the time we went there, there was a guy there playing acoustic, playing like 1920s mining songs. It was really cool. But yeah, that's Nache was fun. But yeah, I like breweries that have the like games and stuff you can play. When we were at Desperate Times yesterday, I keep going to call it Desperate Pleasures because it's an Every Time I Die song. But that's the song that I tagged in our story yesterday from them, because like the whole thing is Desperate Times. But yeah, they had a bunch of games and stuff you could take to your table and everything too. So that was really good. But I like the German fair and everything they had there. Like I got their sausage sampler. Oh man, was that good.
Yeah. The Krampus Fest, couldn't kind of go back to it. Was fun. Positives to it. We got to see some cool costumes. But we didn't stay for the parade because it was, once you were there for like an hour, you've seen everybody.
There wasn't anything to really do. We already saw all the Krampi.
Yeah. And it would be cool to like possibly go there next year, and like we got contact with people who run it, like, hey, we do a podcast, like we'll come and talk Krampus in front of people. Hopefully by then we raise up the money and have like a PA system so we can like podcast. That's my goal. I want to buy like two PA systems that we
have a PA system.
I want one that I can like, and then we can like put it up and be like, hey, like we're out of location, here's a PA, so if people are there they can hear us talking. And we could do like a Krampus episode at Jim Thorpe or like stuff like that. Like we're gonna be doing more on location with Truth Behind Illusion at the
jail.
Tree of Life, like Tree of Life, like where people can actually come and sit and watch a podcast. Like we got to the point where I think we talked everything about the Tree of Life, so now we're gonna do an episode there. Like we're gonna prep an episode and talk for the people. So I had the beer burps really bad. Yeah, and then so hopefully that opens up doors for us. But the Krampus Fest was fun. We talked to some local businesses that were there, like, hey, like I like to talk like for interviews with everyday people, so hopefully that opens up some stuff. I've been using the beer oil from what's that company with the soaps?
Conjured.
Yeah, so I bought their beer oil. Smells really good. Heidi has yet to use her soap. Like I said, she would.
They do so many cool things. Like they had a Necronomicon soap,
That was not there that day.
I think they do special ones, like, but they had a Necronomicon, so they did like a Molly, not Molly Hatchet, not Molly Hatchet.
Molly.
Disaster.
That was NASCAR 98's opening things.
Lizzie Borden, not Molly Hatchet. They had like these like serial killer ones that like they had like their picture in the soap.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they did a Lizzie Borden one. It was pretty cool.
Kelly got one that had like a giant fucking like snowflake crystal in it. I was like, you're going to cut yourself.
So what do you think about this New Zealand hopped up Pilsner? It was really boy.
The experimental. It's pretty fun. I'm excited to taste. I wonder what it would taste like if it wasn't overcarbonated and didn't explode.
So this is the one I had on draft there, and it was fucking amazing.
Was it different?
It's not super different, but it was just obviously the can was a little overcarb, but the carbonation in the beer itself was not.
Okay. Was there a huge difference between what you had both?
No, not really.
Okay, cool.
I really like it a lot. Like it has a lot of earthiness to it. But it is a nice crisp. I like that New Zealand hop. I can't remember what it's called, if it's just New Zealand hop or whatever, but, it's fantastic. Like it's one thing like I miss, like, Sierra Nevada put out those experimental packs and then they just vanished. Like yeah. I got both of them. They did a Northern Hemisphere hop and a Southern Hemisphere hop, and they were so fucking good. Like every beer that they had in them was awesome.
I'm looking up a signal in distress.
I said you were going to throw this in as a beer since we're...
Yeah. I'm going to put it in my taster glass because I didn't finish my porter yet.
Well, yeah, so I figured.
Oh, boy, we're ending strong here because we still have it's only an hour in, so we have a half hour of banter we can fuck around with. Signal in distress from Fourscore Brewing Company is going to be an 8.1 ABV. They are to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And if you go to Gettysburg, you're going to have, obviously, just historic-wise, you're going to have a great time. But this brewery is such a good time.
Yeah,
they're really good. Fourscore is so good.
Food is really good. They have outdoor and indoor seating. Probably outdoor, maybe a little tough right now. Actually, last time
they had a tent.
Yeah, they had a tent with heaters.
Yeah. That was during COVID, though. I think they got rid of that, but they might bring it back. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I mean, realistically, they probably have one like a good parking area because the hospital across the street.
Yeah, they have
people park in there for the.
Yeah, they have an agreement with the hospital to let people park there. So.
Oh, I don't know. The last time they were like, it was still kind of shady.
Well, it's
no. As long as you're parking there for the brewery, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a certain section.
Yeah, like if you park there to go walk around town, then you have a chance of getting towed. But if you're going there because you're at Fourscore,
so buy a T-shirt at Fourscore.
Yep.
Leave it on your dashboard.
Yeah.
Walk around town.
There's plenty of better parking space in town. You're fine.
Yeah, but like, it's not like
I'm just trying to sell T-shirts.
but it's not like in town. Like it's outside of town enough that.
Yeah. Listen, Gettysburg is a great town, just in general.
Oh, I fucking love Gettysburg. That's why we go there so much.
Brewed with base of U.S. two-row barley. Carrariform loads. Here's the thing. I don't know what the fuck half these things are called, so I'm going to butcher them. Carrariform loads of flaked oats, local unmalted hard red wheat, and flaked wheat, hopped with the Kettle and Citra Incognito, and double dry hopped with Citra Mosaic, Lupomax, that sounds like a fucking diuretic, and a brand new liquid of dry hop product called Citra Spectrum. It pours a hazy golden rod with aromatics of tropical fruit, including lychee, pineapple. What is lychee?
Lychee. That's that seltzer they had at fucking Pilgrim. Yeah.
Like, what fruit is that?
Like, it's like
shit.
It's like appley, but like floral. It's odd. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Because I even told the Budweiser that lychee seltzer they put out was not a good idea.
Yeah. Pineapple and ripe mango. The mouthfeel is soft, juicy, and extremely saturated with hot flavor without any green burn. It's just bitterness. It's just enough bitterness. So the description is going to be hazy, mouthfeel, bitter, soft, oil hop. Or hop oil, sorry. We're two episodes in. We're the last one. And we're going to end with an 8.1. Sorry, let me go back quick. 384 check-ins averages a 4. Three friends have checked in and gave it 392. Charles Cuttingham gave it a 4. Budweiser Superb gave it a 4. Spive America gave it 375. Drink as described, maybe a bit too much of hop oil. 375. Spive, we miss you, brother. I'm gonna toast your beer there. He was a fun time on Banging Bears for a while.
Spive's a good dude.
I'd love to have him back in 2022 to come back and have a beer with us. Honestly, like just for like a one-off, just to come back. Like, there's a lot of people I'd like to have back and just sit at the table and have a beer with us.
This definitely's got the cat pissy.
Does it? Let's go. All right, let me get my check-in ready here. Was this bought at the brewery?
Yes.
Give them their due.
Rich brought the salt for me from when they went on their girls trip.
And I know they don't distribute because we shared one that you brought back at work, and then Dave wanted to get it in. So he called them, and they don't have a distribution contract. So we can technically drive there and pick it up.
Yep, and just sell it at your premium.
And sell it, but they don't distribute. So, like, we can't get it off of, like another place. So realistically, if we had somebody that could drive and get it,
I think
bring it in. Then
I think that's one of my
thing. If your brewery, if your craft house is willing to share out the money for someone to drive to go Gettysburg and pick up a 4-pack of this beer to bring home, or I mean multiple 4-packs to bring home and sell without gas money, if he just throws me a 4-pack, I will be his 4-score mule all day long and give me a reason to go get food there and hang out. I think that goes for all of us, right? Like, we would go up at once a month and go grab 4-score and bring back and sell at the craft house.
And what I really like about places like 4-score is, like, there's so much to do because it's Gettysburg. So, like, you go to 4-score, make a day, go to the battlefield, go to see a bunch of historical shit, hit a bunch of other bars and restaurants and stuff. 4-score's there. Like, it's a destination versus just like a brewery in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Like, that's my problem. Like, Rusty Rail is a really cool place. If you haven't ever been there, it's an awesome place, but it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, there's no real reason to go to Rusty Rail other than go to Rusty Rail.
Oh, you plan routes like we do.
Yeah.
Then it's always someplace in the route.
Yeah, exactly.
Our problem is we got to find someone who's not willing to drink. And so we're planning a route, and then we're like third stop in. We're like, all right, I gotta relax here.
Or like my birthday a few years ago, that got weird.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, here's the thing.
Jarrett can drive us.
So what we can do is we can plan routes. And if these breweries are willing to, like, hey, we don't have distribution, but we have a place in Minersville and he's willing to throw out some bucks and we just pick it up for him. Like, he doesn't have to pay us mule costs. Just give us a 4-pack. Let us make a variety pack for the episode. We'll drink them on the episode, and that'll be our payment. And we'll bring all this stuff to Minersville so people can enjoy it.
Yeah, like the funniest thing was when I did my birthday one a few years ago. Like I said, we went to Lost Tavern and we went to Weyerbacher, and then we ended at Funk's. And by the time of Funk's, it was weird.
Yeah, so Weyerbacher, everyone got fucking.
Yeah, everyone
hammered.
Got fucking destroyed at Weyerbacher.
I mean, to be fair, I think Weyerbacher doesn't brew anything under 8.
No. Yeah. But one of my favorite memories of that trip was my buddy Zach was like, yeah, man, I was standing at the pond out back, you know, just taking it in. I'm like, dude, that was a cemetery.
Did everyone get this? Did I not get this?
I don't think you poured yourself any.
You didn't pour yourself
any. I scored it.
So we're at that point of the episode.
We're at that point.
I gave it a 4.
Tony's rating it on the height now.
It's 4-score. I think it was in my brain. All right, let me see what we got here.
Will you still stay with the 4?
Yeah, let me go back to edit real quick. Edit. All right, let me go back here. I can already see where they say hop oil.
Yeah. It is oily. It's very hoppy. I like it a lot.
I know Spive and previously on the podcast, Jason, were not a fan of the oily beers. We're like, he would go like this. Like, he would scrape his tongue.
Mm.
He didn't like the oily.
I don't get that where it like stays, but I can kind of feel it. Like, yeah. It's like slick.
I'm torn. Let me get one more here. I don't know if it's a 4. I'm trying to protect that 4.
Say, 4. All right, I'll keep it a 4.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck it, 4.
I will say that I think the hop oil ruins it a little bit for me. I'm going to go 3.75.
Yeah, I agree on that. It's nice IPA, though. What are you thinking, Bob?
I gave it a 4.
The oily, I agree with Spive there. The oily maybe a little bit too much for me.
I think it's got like a sweetness to it that I don't love.
Unfortunately, they're not in the running though. This is the thin.
That's
man.
The bone of the bonus man. Beer.
Yeah, even though it went in a taster glass, but I've been enjoying this chocolate porter. Wow! All right, when you do two episodes back to back,
So as a surprise, there's the winner, chocolate porter.
It's a dusty finish.
It's a dusty. Yeah. I don't know why it's not even in the running, but it's still somehow won.
We don't have a pickle beer this week, so.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I guess I've watched so many twerk videos online. The beer was good. I'm going twerkalicious. I think that cherry plum I thought was really good.
I'm torn. Billy, go ahead.
Oh. I'm going with the Pilsner with the 10.
With the 10.
The New Zealand 10. Yep. Oh,
Bob.
Between the twerking and the this boy here.
The days. For me, I feel like I've had all the other beers before. The twerkalicious was really, it's like like I said, a light version of Mad Elf.
You know what? I'll jump in.
I'm going to stay with the twerky.
I also will.
All right. Sorry, I kind of talked you into it, maybe.
No, I was between it.
Bob, we'll start with you with second pick. Daisy Point.
I agree with Bob.
Same.
Yeah, I'll go with Daisy Point as well. And then for me, third, I already voted once. Andrew, you go next. 10. I would actually probably go the dog, but wait.
They're both good.
No, that was a sour. You're right. I'll go 10. I'm over sours. I don't know. It wasn't a bad beer. I'm just over the sours. Yeah, but no. Yeah. First place, Twerkalicious. Second place, Daisy Point Farms. And number 3 will be the number 10 experimental from Stickman Brewing Company. If you ever want to be on the podcast, let us know. If you're listening and you're a fan of beers, if you're a brewery, you're a home brewer, if you just want to come bullshit with us, send us a message. Head over to our link tree, the links below, and hit the sign up to be a guest. Fill out the form and come hang out. Listen, I can't. I think that chair is going to stay the open chair. We're not, I think member wise, we're pretty much locked down with all podcasts, all member, like we're locked in our members. Where we are is where we're staying, but we always have that guest chair available. If somebody wants to come in and hang out, drink a beer with us, you're more than welcome. It's a guest spot. If you're a brewery, we can have you on via Skype. You can join in and talk to us that way. But if you want to join us, fill out the form, let us know. If you want us to come to your brewery, you want us to come to your bar. If you're a home brewer and want us to come, or if you're anything, you're just like, hey, we like drinking beers too. Come hang out with us.
We like beers.
We'll come. So fill out the form and we'll come there. Bob, I know you already plugged your shirt. Anything else you want to plug before we get out of here? You plugged your shirt in the last episode.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank this time around. I'm going to pass.
All right, Bob, Bill. Too many B's on that side of the table.
Too many B's.
Bills.
Bills.
So over here is... to B side of the table, and over there's the A side of the table.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really,
this is the A side and the B side.
The A side and the B side. I'll just say shop local, go to wherever your nearest brewery is, and if you like it,
I just keep
buying and plugging their stuff.
I just had a tea from, you're saying shop local. I had a tea yesterday before the wrestling show from Press Coffee.
Yep.
And it tasted like a tea version of like a gingerbread cookie.
Yep.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah, they have good teas, and like their lemon.
Like I don't drink coffee.
Teas. So. It's good.
I've been drinking a lot more tea lately. That'll take me one back. I'm a big hot sauce guy too. I just discovered a new semi-local hot sauce company, 22 Peppers out of Lenoxville.
You ever have a hothead hot sauce?
Yep.
Yeah, Tim's a good guy. Tim's somebody we're gonna have on the table.
They were at Bruce Giving.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's someone we'll have here soon. We'll have some hot sauces. Maybe we'll order some wings, or we'll just put it on crackers. Yeah. And we'll fucking cry and
Man.
We'll cry together.
Oh, I fucking love hot sauces.
Yeah. Tim's somebody I want to invite back on. I just reposted our episode on interviews with people with him.
Gotta be tasty though. It just can't be.
Oh yeah, exactly. His tastes really good.
That's the thing. Like I hate hot just to be hot.
Yeah.
Like, his tastes really good. I don't care how hot it is. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, what do you got?
Your
band shirt's really dope. 68.
Oh, my 68.
We seen them together.
Yeah, dude. Fucking I love 68. They're so good.
We went to me, you, and Tyler Smar went to
Crowbot. Yeah, they're on tour at Crowbot.
Yeah, they're on tour at Crowbot. But I mean, before the show, we went to
the Beer Wall in Springhouse.
Springhouse, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good day.
That was an awesome day. Tyler's a good concert buddy.
Oh yeah, I like Tyler a lot. He's a good dude. But yeah, I got nothing specific other than shop local. Keep supporting all of our breweries, and maybe there'll be a banging beer coming out in a few minutes.
There you go. Help us out if you can. Head over to the IWEP network. If you made it this far and you made it to the ending of the episode without skipping out. Screenshot this if you're listening to the audio and tell us that you listened. Feedback is important. If you can, subscribe to the Patreon. If you can't, or subscribe to the Patreon or buy a t-shirt. Just a share helps us out. Word of mouth is good. We want to try to break into the rankings there, and the more people know about us, the more we can grow. We're trying to do beer reviews as well as some pop culture talk. And if there's anything you want to talk about, like, let us know. Like I said, we're down to anything. This is an open form show. If you want to come on and talk historical stuff, if you want to come on, like, hey, I have this really cool story, really cool topic, come on and talk about it. Like we can come on, we can have you on as like an interview. This show is open. It just, the premise is we drink craft beer. You know, everything besides that, what happens in between the craft beer.
Or sometimes we drink shitty beer. Depends on the day it is. Yeah. We might do that brown bagger again.
Yeah, but the premise is essentially we want to have that guest chair to be, have someone come on. We're down for interviews. It doesn't have to be beer related. Just come hang out with us. We'll see you next time. Bangin' Beers Podcast. We're out of here.
Peace.